Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
And we're back. Final hour of the program. Dave, Jason, Chris, Frankie? Frankie on the phone. Phone Frankie, Frankie Click, Sacktown Sports, Kings Insider. Good morning.
Wow, good morning. That was a great musical number to start the week.
Yes. I made you a jingle. Do you like it?
You know, Alan Stiles says he's the jingle king, but I've yet to hear Alan Stiles create a jingle. You can ask him at the media table. Jason, you might have been there.
I was there when he said
dinner.
That.
He what? Really said that.
Okay.
No jingles. No jingles.
Let me ask you something, because I put my money where my mouth. You know, now first Draper's stealing my popcorn bit. Now Draper, now Alan's the king of the. Frankie, throw out a random product, food, anything. Just anything. Top
a
one.
Random.
Just
a random.
Literally
product.
Anything. First thing.
Do you have a preference
nope.
on what it would?
Nope. Nope.
No.
I don't care.
Okay. How about one thing everyone loves? Dasani water.
Dasani water. It's so good. Drink it all day, and you'll feel better. I'm not lying. Dasani. It's the best. Boom. Top of my head. Was it an A? No. Was it a B minus B? Perhaps. Let's see Alan do that. Friday Fun and Games, how about come up with a jingle on the spot
there
for this thing? Get Alan to do that.
You persuaded me that Dasani is good when I actually think it's horrible. So I think that's,
It worked.
We're manufactured by Coca-Cola. Just ignore that. They are. They
factual.
Are.
Factual.
Franklin, Delano, Cardicelli, I want to point something out to you here.
That's my grandpa's name, by the way.
Is it really?
That's really my grandpa's name.
Is it Franklin Delano?
It's Franklin Delano.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wait, so he was born like? Now he wouldn't have been born during the FDR, but like obviously his parents had to have lived through FDR, right? So that would have been the thing.
He was born, I think, 37. So
he was born right in the middle.
I think that's right in the middle. Yeah. Well,
and so were you kind? Was Franklin kind of after your grandpa?
Both grandpas are named Frank, which is the funny thing. Both grandpas named Frank. So
weirdly enough, you're kind of named after FDR.
I guess.
Yeah, extended.
I guess not the same middle name.
Right, but if for example, the president during World War II was Billy Bob Johnson Smith, then we could very well be talking to Billy Cardicelli.
Yeah, apparently Carmine was the leader. I mean, my dad watched a lot of Sopranos, I think, so that's probably why. But stuck with Frank. I'm okay with Frank.
Oh, that sucks. I'm not going to lie. Who's not hot? That decision. Carmine Cardicelli is amazing.
You'd have conquered the world by now.
Carmi clicks.
I think so. I'd be wearing nice, Italian suits to every game while I'm covering the Kings.
Well, you've covered every game this year, including all their home games. And I want to lead off because I've been waiting all day for this. So the whole thing about the Kings and how they do when they return home from a road trip. So we did the math here. They have played, I believe, 12. And we're going to go through this real quick, guys. So, Jason, you're great with numbers. Just do me a favor. Keep a running record,
would you?
Okay. The first game they played after being on the road was Friday, October 27th, fellas, against Golden State after opening on the road versus Utah. They lost.
Okay.
That's 0-1. We're going to stick by that rule. It'll help the Kings in the future. Trust me. Their second game after being on the road, their first home game back against Portland. They won 121-118 in overtime. Back on the road, nice long trip. They come back. They play Golden State in that emotional game. They won 124-123. So we're what, 2-1 right now, Jason?
Okay.
We keep going at Phoenix. And then they come home. They play Brooklyn.
That's
W. That's a W. 131-118. Let's go eat a W. They go on the road. They play the Clippers again. Just a one-game trip. Lost to the Clippers, 119-99. Come back, Oklahoma City.
That's a W.
That's a W. 128-123. Next road trip, a three-gamer. They come back. Easy. They play Charlotte.
Ooh, clunker.
111-104. They lose to Charlotte at home. Back on the road. Nice five-game trip. They come back. Right after the trade deadline, no Pascal Siakam, no Tyrese Halliburton, Indiana Pacers, they lose 126-121. Where are we at now, Jason?
4-3. They lost the first, won 4 in a row. Now they've lost 2 in a row.
Seven-game road trip. They come back. Their first game at home. The Detroit Pistons.
Oh, man, three-game losing streak.
133-120.
So 4-4.
They go back on the road. They come home. They play San Antonio, and they win 127-122. There's a sequel in a second. Then they go. They play the Clippers in L.A. They win 123-107. They come back and play the Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat.
Loss 5-5.
121-110. They go on a road trip. Denver, Minnesota. They win in Minnesota in overtime. Come back and play the Bulls, and they lose 113-109. Last time they went on the road before this trip, they beat the Lakers. They come back. They play San Antonio in their first home game. They steal that one, but a win is a win, 131-129. Jason Ross, what is their record?
6 wins, 6 losses.
6 wins and 6 losses. Now, I would submit to you this. Of those 12, I want to say 7 are under 500 teams, I believe, including Charlotte and Detroit. And those 7 of 12, obviously all 12 were played at home. 6 and 6, what I would say. And by the way, Indiana in there shorthanded, Miami in there shorthanded. They now come back and play a team that they have lost 10 in a row to. 5 of those 10 are without Joel Embiid. They are above 500. They were on a 3-game road trip. Frankie, is there any part of you that sarcastically believes the Kings have any chance to win a ball game tonight based on what we just showed you?
Based on what you guys showed me, I mean, not only just got to me, it kind of adds into the fact that I'm looking at like the recency part of it, how they've played very well at home as of late. I mean, obviously, the losses that we talked about, I mean, I don't think we got to these losses yet, but the Houston loss, the Knicks loss, those are losses I think that a lot of fans can live with. When you look at what the Rockets are doing, who they're not losing to anybody, they're right back there in the playoff race. The Knicks have one of the best defenses in the league, and that was really just a hard-nosed game, which I know that we've talked about. The officiating was a little suspect that night. I think Katie even came on with you guys and said it was the worst officiated game that she's seen, and she's seen a lot of basketball. So those last two losses at home are ones I can live with, and the wins are big. I mean, you beat the Lakers, you beat the Bucks, you take care of Memphis. These are games that you need to win at this time of the year, and I'm looking at a game like tonight. Again, we talk about Philly, and they're above 500 on the year, yes, but really this is a team, this team's form is a sub-500 team. I think that they're 10-15 without Joel Embiid this season. And, you know, obviously yesterday they proved they can beat anybody on any given night. They handled the Clippers yesterday, and that kind of adds into to the theme of a shorthanded team on a back-to-back. They've been playing poorly. Coming into Sacramento to play a Kings team who has a day off yesterday, and they're opening up a homestand. So all the narratives suggest that it should be another disappointing night for the Kings. But I'm going to go ahead and assume that this team is turning a corner at this time of the year. Their defense really has reflected that. They've been a much better defensive team. That's been important. The offense has still been fine. Obviously, last night was a bounce-back game for them after some down three-point performances. But it was kind of like what happened last year. The team turned things up as the playoff race heated up. And I'm seeing a different look team than I saw a couple weeks ago. That's kind of how I'm viewing it. And I'm optimistic. I think that this is the time for the Kings to really kind of push things into gear, and this is the last big homestand of the year, 4 games, and big week. Got to take care of business, and tonight I think it's a preferable opponent for the Kings. Hopefully they can finally take advantage of it for once.
Yeah, Frankie, wanted to ask you about playing better now. I mean, statistically, two areas are dramatically better here since the All-Star break, for one, defensively, and really even locking in on March, and specifically free throw shooting. So if those were two trouble spots during the year, they're much better at them right now. And, you know, again, tonight if they do win, now you're a season-high 13 above 500, setting up just two massive games against Dallas. So I know they'd rather have a bigger cushion, but I think right now, big picture, it does feel like they're playing some of their best basketball.
Yeah, and the timing of it is everything. I mean, especially at a time where the Kings are playing their most shorthanded that we've ever seen this group. Kevin Huerter, who's been playing big minutes for them over the past year plus, Trey Lyles, Sasha Vezenkov's missing time. They're down a couple of guys in the rotation and taking steps forward at the free throw line, which was, as we all know, they were like ranked dead last in free throws up until the month of March started, and they've turned that corner. And the defensive end's really been just a game changer for this group. It gives them really a different identity when they're able to slow things down and create stops. And just looking at the recent streak of, I think, the past seven games, they're 5-2 over that span. They're outscoring opponents by 7.5 points per game. They're holding teams to 102 points per game, which is just crazy for a team that really was allowing nearly 120 points per night. Over that past seven games, they're ranked second in the NBA in steals per game. So they've turned it up there, obviously, with De'Aaron Fox continuing to, I think he's ranked second or third on the NBA leaderboards in steals right now. Keon Ellis, his emergence in the rotation has changed the way this team can adapt to switches, and the anticipation defense is a lot better. So just the personnel is there. It's gotten a little bit better with Keon having an increased role. And again, it's at a time where they needed to make it happen. If they were never going to make these adjustments at the free throw line and the defensive end, it was going to be a rough stretch of the playoffs. But if this is going to be who they're actually going to be over the final 12 games, then I think that they're in a very, very good position.
Frank Carselli joining us. Yeah, I mean, but are we at the point where do we care where they're seated as long as they're in? I mean, have they not proven to us this whole year that as long as it's a good team, they'll play well? And like, honestly, the worst seeding would be if there was some like tournament where all they played was crappy teams, like they'd be out in the first round. Like, how do we even predict or try to feel where this team is?
I don't know if there's even like really a way to, you know, predict that, I guess, to that point. But I would say that avoiding the play-in, in my opinion, from someone who has had a baseball team card games in the past when there was single elimination. Obviously, the Kings are the 7-8. They have two cracks at it. But that's just something I feel like you really want to avoid and kind of take advantage of that extra rest. I do think that last year, for both teams, I mean, the Kings and the Warriors, it was nice that both teams had that week to kind of get ready and get situated. And I think that that's huge for a playoff series, especially if the Kings are playing against the Minnesotas or the Denvers or so forth. I think that having that that week to kind of get that familiarity and get, you know, just acclimated with who you're going to be facing is really important. So avoiding the play-in, to me, I think, is the biggest goal right now. The six seed's right there. You've essentially a three-team race for that spot, and you're facing the teams that are around you. Two games against Dallas this week. You can pick up two whole games on Dallas, who they're tied with right now. You got the Pelicans, who still are within arm's reach at five. I think they're 2.5 games ahead of the Kings right now. And then you have a huge game against Phoenix in about a week and a half. So I think that the most ideal scenario for the Kings is to avoid the play-in. But, I mean, you're right. I guess it doesn't matter who they're facing. If they win the 7-8 game and they face, you know, whoever those teams I named, I think it's good for the Kings no matter what. Because, like you said, they do play at their best against the best. And it's a frustrating thing that you see the Kings lose to Washington on the road and turn around and beat a very good Magic team on their home floor. But that's just who this team is at this point. And I think it's a good problem to have when you look at the fact that I think of the 12 remaining games the Kings have, 9 of them are against above 500 teams. So maybe a good part of the schedule is coming at a good time for them.
Frankie, on Saturday's win, I was impressed for multiple reasons. One, the bounce back. They've had a bunch of bad losses this year, but to their credit, they have found a way to come back and win the next game. A lot of times they did that with Orlando, a really good team. They get the season sweep of them. But I was telling Dave earlier, the year that Malik Monk has had, I feel like we have to treat him like we do Fox and Sabonis. So if you win a game against a great team on the road and you get 0 points from Malik Monk, I think that's one heck of a win. I'm not even slightly worried about Monk, but just how about that, the fact that they won that game like that, and then kind of what your expectations are for Monk tonight?
Well, it speaks to the growth that you're seeing from some of the guys. Like, I think Keon Ellis was the player that stepped in and had a career night, scoring the ball and knocking down three-pointers. Creating off the dribble, he had a really impressive step back late in the game. I think it was on Paolo Banchero that kind of put the Kings in a position to win the game. And that's going to be needed. If Malik Monk, who really is the Kings' second leading scorer behind De'Aaron Fox, if he's not on his game, someone else has to kind of pick up that scoring. And when Kevin Huerter was playing, you kind of hope that one of those two would get going. One of those two guards would get going. And now that Kevin's out, that really does kind of, you know, magnify the importance of Malik Monk. And, you know, the numbers reflect it too. The Kings this season, they're 18-7 when Monk scores 20 or more. That's I think a 70% winning percentage. So, real important for him to keep going. And that just kind of also speaks to the value of him when Fox is off the floor, getting rest. Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox do have very similar skill sets as far as what they can do with the basketball, getting into the paint, getting to the free throw line, knocking down threes now, since that's a part of Fox's game. But Malik, it's very rare. That's his first scoreless game since, I think, October 22nd, 2022. So the first week of last year, that's his first scoreless game. So it doesn't happen very much. And I'd imagine we will not see the same thing tonight. And the guy who's averaging 20 points per game over the past month, I think that he'll come back and do what he does best tonight.
Kings insider Frankie Cardicelli joining us. By the way, Kings Knicks at Madison Square Garden has been upgraded to a TNT game now, so the Kings get a national game back they lost earlier in the year. Frankie, I don't know, you've probably been following this fun stuff online today. It's let's look at how scammy the NBA is day on Twitter. We talked about this earlier. The Lakers' free throw disparity since the start of last year, including the playoffs, they have shot 1,017 more free throws than their opponent. The Knicks are second at 358. The Bucks are third at 344. Orlando fourth at 311, followed by Boston at 271. If you add up second, third, and fourth, it does not equal the Lakers' disparity. On top of that, they are 27th in drives per game this season. They are 22nd in paint touches per game. How in the hell does the NBA fight this one off? Or they won't say anything, but how do you possibly explain that?
I mean, they have to go to the drawing board. It seems like the NBA, they're taking a long look at a lot of things that go into the offensive aspect of this game. We've seen the reporting about how it's been a record-setting year for offense to run the league, and the Lakers are the Lakers. They're going to obviously be in the discussion for all of those topics. And the numbers that you put out there, I mean, if they're factual, which seems like they are, that's pretty staggering. Like, I don't know how you can't go into an offseason looking at reevaluating the way that you either officiate games or call games or staff games. But I think I'm not going to put my tinfoil hat on, but it's a little too much to say it's coincidence. Like, that's ridiculous. And I think that anyone that's watched the Lakers over the past year, 2 years, I mean, maybe it's the LeBron James factor. I'm not sure how many of those are attempts from him or how often he gets to the line per game. But it definitely is frustrating, I think, not just for Kings fans when they watch Kings Lakers, but any opposing fan base that watches the Lakers. This is an every night occurrence for this team in these matchups. And it does seem like it's officials waiting to see how a play unfolds. I think that I see a lot of that in every game, to wait to see if a shot falls or not, to determine if a foul is called. Even the other night with the Jalen Suggs, De'Aaron Fox situation. Uh-huh. The contact with Fox was pretty immediate, but waiting for him to fall over the line until you make a call, that's just, I don't know. Maybe it's a mistake in the moment, but I feel like I've seen a lot of those over the past year and a half. And I know that officials, it's probably the most polarizing or complicated, tough job to have. I mean, literally everyone in the arena just already has it out for you, I guess. But yeah. It does seem like there's been a lot of instances where there's been calls that are a little fishy. And again, watching Kings Lakers or watching Lakers versus anybody, really, it's a marathon. It's a lengthier game with all that goes into the free throw line. And I think the free throw discrepancy, the last time the Kings played, the Lakers was still pretty crazy on the Lakers end, and the Kings came out on top. I might be mistaken. Might have been the game before that, but it's an every-night occurrence. So I'm not surprised. I'd imagine that the league's going to look at a lot of things as far as offense goes this summer, and maybe we see some rule changes. Maybe we see some tightening on calls like we saw in the Kings-Knicks game, because they weren't calling anything in that one. But, you know, it's an interesting time for the NBA where offense is king, and everyone's got it, and free throws are a big part of that.
Frankie, on the on Keon, we talked about him a little bit earlier, some of the plays he's been making since he's put in the lineup with Huerter being out. He's been great, as just the one loss as a starter. Maybe not even just this year, but year going forward, how much of the future is he have with this team? Like, what do you think they think of Keon going forward?
I think they're really high on him, and I think that they were high on him when they drafted him. We heard last summer that they were just so high on him out of Alabama and surprised that nobody picked him up. I think that he was someone that they possibly could have even picked with their late second round pick, and sounded like he was going to be available and they jumped on it. But he's someone I think that he really does fit the mold of what this team was missing, a 3-and-D player. I think that a lot of us writers or people on shows were talking about the Kings. They needed a defensive punch. They needed someone that could provide both that threat from the perimeter. I think that you look at like the Royce O'Neals or the Dorian Finney-Smiths, and this is a different position. Obviously, he's not a small forward, and the Kings do still lack, I think, size of the forward spots. But having a guard that can defend really 1 through 3, like Keon, it's huge for this team. And someone I think that the Kings will certainly want to have around for a long time. And I think this contract really does add up well. I think it's $1.5-1.8 million over the next 2 years, the team option for the third. So he fits that mold. He has the hustle. He has the drive. Domantas Sabonis said recently in an interview that he knows where to be on offense. He's not someone that's wandering around out there or lost. He knows where he needs to be, the spots he needs to hit. He's knocking down his threes at a near 40% rate. The deflections are there. He's winning defensive player of the game every night. It's just the kind of guy that the Kings have really lacked for the last year plus. And also something that Brendan Nunes and I have talked about at length is we were wondering going into the season, when will we see the Kings develop a second round or undrafted player? And this is a guy that the Kings are really kind of cashing in on right now. Someone who's spent a lot of time in the G League, but spent a lot of time around the team, whether it be during the regular season or in summer league, then in the gym in the off season. And Keon's paid his dues. And obviously you want to see him get these opportunities, not at a time where the Kings are down a guy like Kevin Herter, who, again, he is a veteran presence, someone who can provide the team with depth and just, you know, a player if they're in a playoff push. But having Keon get this run, very beneficial for his growth and see what he has with this team, with the starting group, and kind of go in the offseason with the player that they can say, okay, whether it be a bench piece or keeping him in the starting lineup, this is a guy that they can build around because of what he can bring, not just on the offensive end, which the Kings were already good at, but the defensive end where they're trying to take steps forward.
Frankie, 12 games left. The Kings have the third toughest schedule. We touched on this a little bit earlier. By the way, now out of those 12 games, 3 of them will be on TNT, including this Tuesday versus Dallas. You've got New Orleans, April 11th. I wish they'd not do that. And April 4th against the Knicks. The Kings play a grand total of 3 teams under 500 out of their remaining 12, including Dallas twice this week. Is the Dallas 2-game series, if you will, is that effectively a playoff series for Sacramento?
I think it should be treated that way. Just because of the amount of games that are remaining, I mean, by the time these games are done, there'll be, I think, 10 or less games for each of these teams. And this is the time to make the moves. I mean, if you by some chance lose both of those games, it's going to be very hard to catch Dallas if you have a 2-3 game gap between you with 9-10 games left. So, and Dallas' schedule is definitely a little more cushy as far as win-loss percentages go. Their schedule is a little more preferable for them. But I think if you want to get to that final target, whether it be 48, 49 wins, I think as of today, I think 49 will get you a top 6 spot, which means that's an 8-4 finish. That's going to be tough. But I'm treating them as a playoff series personally, just for this team and how important these games are. And I think that the atmosphere at Golden 1 Center will reflect that. I think that it's going to be a very wild week at Golden 1. And the last 4-game homestand after this, I think that they have a 3-game set to end the season. But these are games that you really need to have if you want to get a top 6 spot. If you can somehow get ahead of Dallas and take that lead, that 2-3-game lead with the amount of games remaining. And, again, Dallas and the Kings will both be on a back-to-back tomorrow night. Yeah. So, again, it's a no-excuses, you know, all-bets-are-off kind of situation. We'll see if this team can continue their trend of playing well against teams that are above 500. They obviously have a 2-0 record against the Mavericks this year, both on the road. So, for the Kings, it's kind of nice. All these big games they have coming up, they're all at home, and it's nice to say that. But again, we all just talked about how much they have struggled to be consistent at home. So if there's any time to prove it, it's right now.
That's Frankie Cardicelli, Sacramento Kings insider. And yeah, I'm getting preemptively angry about the Sixers.
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
oh, Dave, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Make a jingle.
We went through.
The jingles will help.
Yeah, exactly. Make a Kings victory jingle.
Let's see. Wow.
You said you could do it on the spot, and all of a sudden you're stumped?
Yeah, but it was something at least something, like making a jingle about Dasani tasting good, that's easy. Making a jingle about the Kings winning their first game at home from a road trip, you're
6-6. We just said it earlier.
Ask Allen for help. Ask Alan for help during during your guys' crossover. Maybe he can
Jingle
help.
Jingle King.
No.
Wow.
See, this gets you motivated. Frankie knows how to motivate you.
I'll ask him during the crossover.
No.
Some might call it a toss over.
No, it's not happening.
Sacramento Kings tonight will have a loss.
Oh, God.
Over. No, see, I couldn't even say that. Wow.
Never mind. It was about having them win.
Having them win?
Yeah, boo is right.
That was absolutely insane.
Bon Jovi had a hit called Living in Sin. I sure hope that tonight the Kings win.
Okay. There you go. Better.
All right.
But they probably won't.
Okay, stop.
Sorry.
One verse.
Frankie, thank you. Good luck tonight. We're all counting on you.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
I mean, I'm pulling for them.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for them to win. Watching some wrestling.
You watching what I'm watching?
Yes. Yeah, it's just watching wrestling.
Yikes.
That's just not something I ever wanted to do. For a lot of reasons, dude.
I mean, impressive to have that put on you.
Sure.
I guess if I'm, yeah. I wouldn't want to. It's just a lot of close contact in wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good. I like sports. I love playing sports, but I'm good on the old, like, let's just wrestle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, and by the way, I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum on wrestling. I respect the hell out of it. Like, they're insane athletes. I'd be the guy that's like, just can you just pin me and I can be done.
Not much of a wrestler.
Well, tall, lanky guys generally aren't big wrestle guys. Every good wrestler I've ever known is built like a thirst buster, just like a tuna can. They're just short and stout. And,
yeah.
You know, not there's a lot to take. No, easy double leg takedowns there. We'll take a break when we come back. What to watch tonight other than the Sixers and Kings? What's happened in the Western Conference? We'll wrap everything up and more right here on your home of the Kings, Sacktown Sports.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Up with the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
Welcome back. Carmichael Dave, Jason Ross, Christopher Laud, and a little dose of Simone in the show.
Yeah.
Never hurts. Hey, it's a nice shirt you got on there, Simone. Nice Sacktown Sports.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Logoed shirt. I never see you wear yours, Jason.
Yeah, I don't have that one either.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't either.
Wow, interesting. At least they took care of all the front-facing members of the staff.
Cool. This was created for promotions and our street team.
I would argue that the biggest promotions this station has are their show hosts, but okay.
We do it for the people in the streets.
This is for the streets. Is that what you're saying?
Down, yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the hard, gritty work for Sacktown Sports.
By the way, it's fine because I also, when I saw them, I asked her the sizes and none of them were mine. So okay. Which also, little...
Yeah.
Kind of made me think for the rest of the day. Like, where are the plus size?
Do we have any XL takers here on the show? Jason, would you like an XL shirt?
Sure.
Okay. Chris?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go get one XL for Jason.
I don't
Jason.
Really like long sleeve shirts.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. They're good for wearing under stuff. That's why, like, long sleeve shirts are pretty much for, like, wearing under vests or things. Jerseys. Like, I have a couple of blank long sleeve shirts specifically to wear because I'm not, you're never going to see me in an NBA, like in a Kings jersey without a shirt underneath it. By the way, speaking of phone grabbers, that's also a section of people too. I get uncomfortable.
You're not that person?
No.
Wait, what?
Wearing a jersey.
I feel like you
got to
wear a shirt under it.
Why?
A basketball jersey you're talking about.
A basketball jersey. Yeah. Specifically a basketball jersey. I don't know. It's just.
They don't.
They what?
The players.
Yeah, but they're playing. And yes, I understand. The same thing, by the way, with a baseball jersey. Football, hockey sweater, no, because those are bigger and they you know, the tank top, just rolling around. Yeah, the game. Maybe it's just because I've been bruised over the years because 99 out of 100 people I've sat around that wear basketball jerseys as tank tops have spilled beer on me at some point during the game.
It's not even what they're wearing. They just did something to you.
It's not about what they're wearing. It's just, you know.
Their behavior.
Yeah, like if you're bitten by a certain type of dog a few times growing up, for example, you're going to be worried about that type of dog for the rest of your life. Yeah.
You know all the dog bites.
The Yorkshire Terrier, for example, had nipped my ankles a few times growing up. I'd be a little nervous around people. Be like, oh, they're harmless. They're so cute. I'd be like, maybe, but they bit me. Like, I'd come home, smell like beer. Guys double fisted, wearing a. And also, generally, most people that wear the NBA tank tops.
A little snug.
They're a little snug.
Yeah.
We call that a schmedium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, God bless them. And
I pay my taxes.
I'm talking about other teams.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a Kings fan, you are. Yep, you're fine. I just found the stat and showed it to Simone. The Warriors have blown a 12 point lead or more 13 times this season, Jason Ross.
So it happens to other teams, and them the most.
In those games, though, they are 8-4. What? Nope. They're 0-12.
Yeah.
One of those against the Kings.
Yep.
That was a 24-point lead they blew. That was a season high. How about that?
You're welcome.
Also, those numbers we were giving you, Andy Bailey, good friend of the show, is the one who put those out about the Lakers' disparities. And there has been an official response. Because you're a blanking idiot pushing an agenda, you're a clown, says Austin Reeves Burner.
Well, got you.
And get off the gold jerseys on there's got to be a Venn diagram of like Kings fans who love the gold jerseys and want them back. And I don't know. People that consider Morrissey one of the great vocalists of our generation and people that put mustard on their pizza. Just something random. By the way, and I found that out this weekend, apparently in certain parts of the country, mustard on pizza is a thing, like ranch on pizza is a thing. Have you ever heard of that before?
Mustard, no. Ranch, totally.
Yes.
Fine.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't say I put it on pizza for whatever. It's a
you
dip.
You dip it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not squirting ranch all over my pizza, but as a dipper or a sipper, in my case.
Okay. Mustard, no.
Mustard, and Ian no Curtis is the voice of a generation.
Ian Curtis.
Yes.
Yes. 100%.
Not Morrissey.
Well, who the hell is Ian Curtis?
He was the lead singer of Joy Division.
Oh, right.
Now it clears it up.
Joy Division. Jason, do you know a single Joy Division song?
I do. Joy to the World.
Is Joy Division one of our rejoiners?
Yes. Actually, I think we got a couple of them.
I kind of, yeah. Do we?
Are they any good?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Joy Division with songs like Love Will Tear Us Apart. Wasn't that NXS? Disorder, Transmission, Shadow Play, and She's Lost Control. old Joy Division. They the punk explosion in England, and I don't know.
I would say they're more post-punk than post-punk, but whatever.
That's what I thought they were.
Got yelled at last week by my wife, by the way, because she caught me. I was eating a, I told you I have a celebration meal each week, so it was actually Friday. Instead of doing the normal fast food, I had a Red Baron Supreme pizza in the freezer. Hey, $3.99, it saved my. And I cooked that sucker up, and I thought I was alone in the kitchen, so I take a bite of the Red Baron pizza, and I have one of the bottles of Hidden Valley Ranch. I just squirting it in my mouth wall. Bite, squirt. I wasn't.
So why were you in trouble?
Because, set the screen. And that's the thing. I wasn't suckling off the ranch bottle.
Yeah.
I was squirting it in my
but
open
would
mouth.
Would you have?
No, I thought I was alone.
No, I know. So but I mean, like, have you?
If I lived at home alone, yeah, I would.
Okay.
And she yelled at me just because it's gross.
Yeah. Grounds.
It's like when I drink out of the milk cart. No one else is allowed to do. But I always say, I won't say what I say. Something about DNA. Western Conference, top 10 in action tonight. Suns at Spurs.
Okay.
Go Spurs.
Yes.
Grizzlies at Nuggets. Mavs at Jazz. That's a big go Utah. That's our home headquarters, Salt Lake.
Yeah, bring it home.
Huge Utah fans. And the Pacers at the Clippers.
Okay.
Big Tyrese Halliburton hive right here.
Clippers only one up on the Pelicans.
Yeah.
That top three is separated. Clippers are now in this next group.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And by the way, the Sixers and Kings as well. We'll take a quick 1 minute break. When we come back, we wrap everything up. Celebrity birthdays, crosstalk with Styles and Watkins, the fastest growing radio show.
Yes.
In the country. We'll do all that right after this.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The latest headlines, the biggest stories, hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Yeah. Let's go. All right. Well, maybe we should just call them a growing show.
Yeah.
Because they sure as heck ain't the fastest.
Mm.
Alan, you had a great weekend. How'd everything go?
Great.
Wow, that was... Hey, Chris, and what did you do over the weekend?
Oh, silence. You don't even want to talk about it.
He didn't want to say anything. And he's all dressed up today.
He's got clothes on.
What's going on? Why is Watkins? Well, look, he's got the button up. He's got the stylish jacket.
I just did want to dress.
No hat.
Getting home from work.
He's got the beard freshly bearded.
Chris looks like he's about to have a stern talk with his son's coach.
That's a great point. Chris looks like he's about to sit down at the opposite side of the desk from you and say, I'm sorry, but expectations aren't shaking hands with reality. And the top button's all the way buttoned up.
Yeah,
that means business.
Ooh.
Hey, Alan.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
What's going on, man?
Not too much.
No?
Alan hates it when you guys talk about me.
No, I actually prefer it.
I mean,
I'm more of a low-key guy.
Big,
I wish you weren't a liar.
Big pre-show meeting today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just the two of you?
That's right.
Well, Simone, of course.
Simone.
No, Simone's contributing to our show today, as a matter of fact, a little bit.
We'll have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too much involvement.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that look. Oh, my God.
I can't see.
She just shot a look that, honestly, if it was aimed at me, my skin would be burning off right now.
I can't see. We're fine.
Can't see.
That's all right.
River Cats.
Oh, yeah, you went yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I was in the building.
So oh, yeah.
It was official.
Yeah.
You had some dingers?
I mean, I could have.
Yeah.
I think that's more of a hitter's ballpark than Oracle Park. I'll tell you that
is.
Much.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, we can get out there for some BP.
Yeah,
sure. If we get out there for BP, I hit one home run. What do I get?
A
spot in the baby.
Congratulations.
Races.
Yeah, I like what Jason said. Spot in the baby races.
We're done with that.
We're done with that.
She's almost walking now.
We've now given up. Even better.
What if one of us robs the home run?
No baby race.
No baby race.
Wow. Not equally impressive, you hitting one or someone robbing a home run?
That would be more impressive, somebody robbing it.
Robin.
Especially if it was Dave.
What does that mean? Because I'm fat?
No, I mean, I thought you got a nice jump shot, but I was alerted that you do not.
Alerted that I don't have a good jump shot?
You say you have a good jump shot?
I mean, look, I'm not going to be that guy that's like, I'm an NBA player, but I absolutely have a jump shot.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I've never missed, this is a fact, at Arco Arena or Golden One from Beyond the Arc. Literally, okay. I'm one for one at each place.
Like I said, we're doing the Station Olympics.
Who the hell said this?
That's on
the, Who said this?
I can't reveal words on the streets.
Words on the street.
I can't reveal my sources.
I mean, I would just assume that you don't have a shot.
I assumed you did.
And somebody actually went out. I don't know that anybody here has ever seen me take a jump shot. Yeah.
I just ask questions.
Asking questions, getting answers. Well, this took a turn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. Well, you took up all the time for today's National Lobster Newberg Day. Mm-hmm. Was it Newberg the guy that fell off the stadium in Naked Gun?
Nordberg.
Yeah. I'm not touching either of those. All right. Celebrity birthdays. Nowhere to go. Brought to you by Crumble Cookies. How you doing, Chris?
Good.
You just got like a serious R at you today. If it's one of those,
business time,
is there like something going on? I should leave it alone, which I will.
12 games left in the season. It's time to lock in.
Well, we did the whole breakdown today. It's the first game back from a road trip.
That's not good.
They are 6-6 in those games so far this year, including losses to Charlotte, to Detroit, Chicago. There was one more really super crappy one in there. They have a 10-game losing streak to Philadelphia.
Yep.
Half of those are without Joel Embiid.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, or should I just say gentlemen, we did this earlier. If you were listening, tap out, please. Who is favored in this game, and by how much?
Kings.
I do know the answer.
Kings by 5.5.
Okay, I said 4.5.
Verlot said 5.5, I believe. The Kings are favored by 9.5.
Why?
Exactly.
Why?
Because somebody wants to make a lot of money tonight betting on the Sixers, apparently.
Why?
Celebrity birthday is meant to be spent with family and friends, and nothing says family and friends brings them together better than Crumble Cookies, Jason Ross.
Okay, happy birthday. He'll be in the building tonight. Kyle?
Shanahan.
Bed better.
Draper?
Kyle?
Corver.
Lowry.
Oh. We went through a lot of Kyle's.
Yeah.
Where was that in Friday Funny Games? The Kyle's going to be there. Kyle Lowry is, funny thing is, I was at his 34th birthday party last year.
Yeah,
and
right.
It was actually really cool.
It was.
He's a good guy. He got upset a few things.
I thought he was older than that.
He is.
I'm going, I mean, it's 36 or 37. I'm going 36.
38.
37.
38 or 39.
We have a correct answer, and it's Chris Watkins, 38.
Wow.
Happy
he
birthday.
He lied to me about what birthday it was.
Yeah, that's crazy.
People Elton?
John.
Correct.
Brand.
Elton John. How old is Elton John today?
Man.
Elty is, as I call him, is 78.
74.
He's got, you know that if he played every top 25 hit at a concert that he'd ever had, I read this somewhere, he'd have a 2-hour and 36-minute concert.
Hmm.
Yeah. How about that?
How about that?
Back 74.
What were our guesses?
What did I say?
74?
I said 78, I think.
Yeah. You said 70. I don't know what you said.
I think he said 74, too.
That's what I thought.
Okay, yeah. So 274 is a 78.
Huh. I'm going to go with a big 80.
Okay, Carmichael Dave, close to 77.
77.
For Elton John.
Right here.
Happy birthday, Cheryl.
Teagues.
Miller.
Pigeon.
Cheryl. Crow.
Hines.
Swoops.
Oh.
Cheryl, who did we say it was? Swoops.
Swoops. Swoops, there it is.
Cheryl Swoops is a big 6-0 today.
54. Say
52. 58. We have a tie between the fastest growing show in America. Wow. 53. Right.
50. Oh, sorry, Cheryl.
No, we're bad.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Marco
Polo.
Oh, Bellinelli.
It is. Oh, blocking everybody else.
I would know, but he blocked me. Exactly.
That was a tough 3 months.
It really was. Marco Smellinelli. That's what I call him.
He was bad.
Got him. Is 36.
I'll say 35.
Whoa, you okay? How are you?
34.
37.
Closest is Chris Verlade, 38.
Wow, he's old.
Happy birthday to Danica.
Patrick.
Correct.
Closest was the other Danica.
Yep.
I had a huge crush on her for a minute. I really did. I don't mind saying that.
Felt like Danica at Apex.
Yeah. You what?
The Apex.
Oh, you went there?
Yeah, I didn't do it, but I watched other people.
You watch other people do it?
Yeah.
All right, then. Yeah, it's a
felt like Danica.
Yeah. That was a great story. It had a whole arc and everything. It's great characters.
Keep you on your toes.
Danica is 37.
38.
42. Mm.
40.
She was dating Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
Yeah. We have a correct answer. 42, Chris Watkins.
Wow. Oh, Danica guy over here.
Feel like Danica.
Happy birthday to, let's go with Vladimir.
Guerrero.
Guerrero the third.
Putin. I don't know. He's a Vladimir.
The Impaler.
Vlad.
Guerrero Jr.
Guerrero Jr. Vladimir. Wait, is there another Vladimir ever? Those are all. Oh,
Klitschko.
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 Yeah.
Klitschko.
He is.
I was thinking V.
Yeah.
W.
That's right. The trick.
Vladimir. He's 44. Also a doctor.
46.
What was his nickname? Dr.
Like
Punchface or something?
Yeah, Dr. Punchface.
40.
Dr. Steelhammer.
That's also my nickname, weirdly enough.
44.
Alan was the closest with 48.
Wow. He's an old bastard.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Cruz.
Maley.
Morello.
Brady.
Hanks.
Tom.
E. Lee Jones. Tom.
Lee Jones.
And Jerry.
Baseball.
Tom Lasorda. Rest in peace.
Lefty.
Pitcher. Tom Seaver.
Tom Glavin.
Glavin.
Chicks dig the long ball.
Yes, Tom Glavin.
Most famous quote. Tom Glavin, did you know last year at his 52nd birthday, he actually had a horse there that was painted as a tiger?
Interesting.
57. 52, you said.
He's 52. He's 53 this year, obviously.
54.
I'll say 51.
He's going to be old. He's going to be old, isn't he?
Wow. Chris Verlade is the closest. 58.
Wow.
And let's go with Avery.
Bradley.
Johnson.
Yes, Avery Johnson.
Oh, wow.
The general, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that his nickname, the little general?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it? Am I mixing
that
up?
Did a bunch of the college games this weekend.
Avery Johnson is, he is 59.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there for sure.
Yeah, he's 62.
Whoa. I'll say 63.
58.
Whoa. First for a lot of the closest, 55.
No, we all went on the over.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the show today? Kings?
Kings.
Tournament?
Yes, Kings tournament going to be joined by Jason Dumas of Cron 4, Philly local guy to talk Sixers.
You gonna carry the weight on the baseball season since some of us don't care?
Yes.
You care? I could not care. Are you gonna try to hide it?
I can't say.
All right. Well, they're coming up next. fastest growing show. Then you know, blah blah. Coming up next. Bye bye. Now, let's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.